and stay informed with News Radio 690, KTSM, an iHeartRadio station.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, hello. Good morning. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, I hear an echo in here. Isn't that great? Rick Kern is in here.
Hey, I'm here.
How are we doing on the radio today, sir?
We're doing fine, and thank you for having me back. It's always a gas to be with you guys.
I have a feeling that I'm the one that's in the hole here. Hey, Sergio, where do you find my microphone today? It's over somewhere under the rainbow. But Rick Kern is here. Melissa's on assignment with the children. You know, you got to do that once in a while.
Got to do that.
So she's down there in Houston coming back. We'll get her next week. But in the meantime, we've got the radio show in El Paso about El Paso history. We always say Texas history begins in El Paso. And the only guy who's ever challenged me sort of had to back down. But he had a formidable challenge. His name is J.P. Bryan. He said, well, we had a shipwreck over here. I said, hey, we had people. You know, we had caravans. We had thousands of things going on here. So right. He sort of backed down. But anyway, Texas history beginning in El Paso. It is a matter that I think our history is so important that we do this radio show every week and just keep it going. But we're KTSM AM 690, obviously. But what about the internet?
Well, you can go on ktsmradio.com and you click on the iHeartRadio link, and next thing you know, we're all over the planet.
We are indeed. And so today we've got your basic trivia, right?
You bet.
Not just basic trivia. This is well-crafted trivia, and the first caller gets something if they get it correct.
Yeah, both hours of the show today, the first caller with the correct trivia answer to the trivia question will have the option of either a $20 food coupon at Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Canyon, or one of those El Paso Gold DVDs. That's outstanding, every one of them. They're all great.
Thank you.
And I got a bunch of them here. Do we want to talk about these yet or later?
Well, I just list them off. You got the Waco tanks sitting there.
Yeah, we got Waco tanks. We got El Paso's mountains. We got Ghost Stories Volume 4, Ghost Stories Volume 3.
And here's the thing about these videos. While they may be around for a while, there's still stuff people don't know.
That's right.
On there.
Right.
And so there's quite a bit of that. So we'll have that's available for people for a gift today if you want to work with us. A history moment. Melissa, send in a history moment.
Yeah, it's going to be about Teresita Urrea.
Oh, man, a curandera.
Yeah.
We're all speaking Spanish, and I don't know anything about Spanish.
Well,
but that's what we just did.
I can talk you, man. I know how to talk it.
Well, good. Walk me through that when we get there. In the meantime, we've got Gary Williams here. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thanks, Jackson.
Good of you
Thanks,
to be
Rick.
Here.
Good
well,
to
you're
here.
You're an historic kind of guy. We've got to make sure we find your microphone somewhere in this room. But the thing about Gary Williams, you are an officer with the Community Foundation of El Paso.
Right.
Tell us what that means in terms of history of El Paso, because you work a lot of stuff, but we find you often working history.
Well, that's purposeful, because in 1998, the El Paso Community Foundation decided it would work in the community to connect the community's natural, cultural, and historical resources so that people that live here could appreciate their own heritage and tourists and visitors could appreciate
what we have to offer. So we created, the foundation did, created a Heritage Corridor project, a local one, to link the resources in history of Juarez, El Paso, and southern New Mexico.
Is that a formal program?
In a purposeful way. Sure. And we got funding from the Hewlett Foundation in California to do this for 5 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And Dr. Oscar Martinez, a historian, who was at Arizona, and I teamed up with the foundation and created the project and worked on it together for many years. It continues, and what it really means from a tangible perspective is that we work on tangible projects in historic preservation, heritage education, conservation, planning, and heritage tourism.
Two examples, like what?
Well, there's many examples, but a couple of examples are early on we had locomotive number one at the university, and different museums were offering the university money to take it away from El Paso.
Oh, no.
So in order to keep it here, I determined that we could undertake a conservation assessment of it to determine how much it would be cost to restore it, to display it, and to look at funding to possibly move it from the university and display it downtown where it was originally displayed in 1909. And so what we did is connected the university to some resources, and then we connected the city to the university to obtain the money from TxDOT to do about a $1.1 million restoration. So we didn't do that, but we connected people that may not have known about those resources to get something done. It was moved, and it was completely restored, and it's downtown again.
Had you not gotten involved, that wouldn't have happened.
I don't think so, no.
No, no. The point is you're a facilitator, and you see the pieces of the puzzle, and you don't care who gets credit.
Correct. So the point is to partner. It's totally based upon partnership. And so you've had many guests. Prince McKenzie was actively involved. Every project we'll talk about this morning involves a team approach. It's all collaborative, and it's all partners, because without that, we can't get much done by ourselves.
Well, I ran into you guys immediately when I did the Keystone video with Bernie.
Right.
And I realized, okay, we need to have a nonprofit, somebody funneling stuff. We raised a bunch of money and put that thing on TV through your organization. And that worked out well. And so that's the kind of thing you're looking at here is a community foundation. You've got a lot of projects going, but in your history sector, I think that's what we should focus on today. And is that mostly under your direction? Guidance?
Right. On the history side, I would be, you know, we don't have a large staff.
Right.
And so it's incumbent that we work together. And it's largely myself working with folks that are often on your show. So another project early on was in 1997, this goes way back, the Texas Historical Commission did a survey of all of its markers in 254 counties. I got a copy of the report, and we had 17 missing markers. Right. So I said, well, where are the markers? So I became a member of the commission. I've been on and off, but I've been consistently working with them for 20 years on markers. And we've done, together through the County Historic Commission, well over 60 markers for the county. But there were 17 missing, so we had an intern at UTEP that we brought over from the foundation, and I said, let's go find these markers. So she and I, Christine Navarro and I, found all 17. Some were in closets, some were in garages, some were here, some were there, had them all reinstalled. And so that was first foray into where are the missing markers, let's find them. See, these are tangible products you can point to.
And the clock. You did the clock.
The clock. So the clock is stop working. I raise my hand and say, why is the clock stop working?
The one in San Jacinto Plaza.
Right. 1910, probably arrived in El Paso. It was made in 1910 in Boston by the Edward Howard Clock Company, very famous company. Comes to El Paso around 1911. It's over by the Plaza Theater in front of the building that was there at the time, and it's moved. It's donated to the city of El Paso by Julius Alberts, a jeweler, and it ends up at San Jacinto Plaza. Well, it stops working. Well, why did it stop working? We figure out why it stopped working.
The bird's nest in there, what?
Well, bearings and other things, it's a mechanical movement.
Oh, yeah.
This is not wired. It's It's running the old-fashioned way with a pendulum and everything.
And cold, sun and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So we figured out why it wasn't working. It's owned by the city. So we partnered with the city, the Downtown Management District, and we have a fund called the Renaissance Fund at the Community Foundation. So I asked that committee if they would support it. It's specifically for downtown beautification. Revitalization. So we use funding from the Community Foundation's Renaissance Fund to work with our partners at the City and Downtown Management District to have it completely restored by David C. up in Manhattan, Kansas. If you go down there today, it's working. It's all mechanical movement. It's not plugged in, and it's a 100-plus-year-old.
That's plot. One project you guys have done. And you've done dozens of them.
Dozens.
And nobody really sits around and thanks you for this. So here, Gary, thanks.
Well, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
No, thank you. It's a great, you know, this is a labor of love. The foundation is here to support quality of life projects and leadership projects in the community.
Well,
and so they're big and small. They're big as the Plaza Theater and a children's museum, and they're as tiny as brochures and booklets and whatever else. But it all adds up. And I think sometimes the little ones, when you compile them, are as important as the big ones.
Oh, yeah. Look what you just talked about here, this clock. But the thing is, we should take a moment and explain what is the El Paso Community Foundation and its relationship to KTSM Radio, TV, and FM. What is that relationship?
Well, it's a strong one that goes way back. So we were founded in 1977. We're a private nonprofit. We have a board of directors, and our job, like many of 700-plus community foundations around the country, is to encourage people to make donations to us that are invested, and then the return on those investments come back to the community in the form of grants for social services or for quality of life projects.
You don't really get a pat on the back, generally, from some people. You just say, move on, do the next one, huh?
Move on, do the next one. But, you know, it's about working with each other and getting things done. And so a great example of a project that we consider a leadership project was the Plaza Theater. And in the 80s, we saved it from demolition. Thanks to everybody's support, we raised over $1 million in a few months, bought the theater, paid it. Carl Weiler intersects because Carl and KTSM used to do children's programming there, and Carl and his wife, Glenn, loved the Plaza Theater, used the Plaza Theater, and when he passed away in 1990, he gifted the radio station, the TV station, and the tramway to the Community Foundation and just simply asked us to work to get the tramway reopened, and we did that through the state of Texas and working through our legislative
You've already
delegation.
Done it once. The opportunity's now, there again.
Now it's there again. Another show. Now it's now revisiting the past. So,
but the point is, the Community Foundation had a major boost of income from the radio
exactly.
TV. And that those were sold to other people, and that's the funding
exactly.
upon which you launch your big stuff.
And it's also why we were able, in part, to take on the restoration of the Plaza Theater and work with our partners at the city to get it restored because of Carl's philanthropic gift and his wife, Glenn. So, again, you know, the theme is we all work together, we all try to team up and figure out what we're going to need to do, go do it, move on to the next one. Occasionally we have to backtrack and fix something.
Well, also occasionally you get politicians in your way that don't want to do what you want to do, I'm guessing.
That's
another whole matter entirely.
Well, you know, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So here's my philosophy. You know, I will work closely with Bernie and have worked with the Historical Commission and other partners for many years. So what you do is you plan something, and you might set the plan aside, and then you wait for the planets to line up, and then you move on what you can move on. Sometimes it's a funding issue, and what you do is you get ready, you plan up something, and you wait for the funding to return or to be developed.
Or you plan an idea and let them take it and let them think it's their idea. And
sure.
And you just let them run with it.
Sure.
Oh, you have a great idea. We'll help you with that.
Sure.
Yeah, good deal. Great. Gary Williams is in here. We got Rick Kern sitting in here from Melissa. And Rick, how you been?
Been doing great. We just got back from Austin, spending a week over there with the kiddos. And you see the shirt I have on today, right?
Oh, I don't want to know about that.
Yeah, I got my Longhorn shirt on. And you know, when you asked me to do this show 2 months ago.
Now you want to quit.
Now I want to go home and watch my game.
Oh, dear. Well, you might have to watch it on replay today.
I know. Well, my wife's recording it right now.
Well, let's go. Now, Rick, welcome here. We got to take a break here for a moment and come back to Gary Williams and more projects of the El Paso Community Foundation, which is turning out to be, I think, a friend of history here. I mean, you guys hadn't really come at that with that attitude, but that's how it's turning out. You guys are historic.
It's a great group.
A historic friend over
there.
All right, let's talk about one thing just to let you know as we get into the trivia. You got some questions?
I do. Got all kinds of questions here.
All right. Go ahead and put two of them out, the first two of them out there.
First two. Okay, what year did the Plaza Theater reopen as the Plaza Theater Performing Arts Center after being fully restored?
I don't know if we said that or not, but if not, we'll make it up. We'll take your guesses.
Okay, and the next one would be, name two historic trails located in El Paso County.
Okay, now we haven't got to that either today, no. But these are things that people might know.
Yeah.
Historic trails, there's one with a golf course on it. Just or, to give you a clue there.
Or just listen.
Oh, come on, that's not so hard, is it? Did they name the golf course first or the trail? No, I think it was the trail. Right. But the thing is, El Paso is historic, and you got a bunch of trails. We'll take two of them on that. And shall we do this on a formal basis and tell people they will win the whatever? A certificate of whatever?
Yeah, Pepe's Restaurant, $20 gift certificate, or one of these great stories, one of these DVDs that you've done.
Well, the DVDs are kind of fun, and we'll also talk about after the break maybe some of the things we're now doing in addition to the DVDs. We've got some stuff going on KVIA-TV to tell you about. And line one is ringing. Can you imagine that? We have a caller coming up. We'll get to him after the break because we've got to do that first. In the meantime, we want to thank the crowd in the control room. You got your basic Sergio Valenzuela, otherwise known, Rick, as
Sergio Valenzuela.
And that's why the transmitter gets knocked off sometimes. We do that nonsense. But Cindy Milazzo is the other lady in the control room, the lady in the control room today, doing the phone. Cindy, thank you very much for being here. Another Austin alumni. And we'll get to Esteban after the break because we've got to get take him after we do the commercials here. So, again, the questions are?
What year did the Plaza Theater reopen as a Plaza Theater Performing Arts Center after being fully restored? And name two historic trails located in the El Paso County.
Oh, there's a bunch of them, but we'll just take two. In the meantime, to get these prizes, they got to do something.
Yep.
Call us.
They got to call us with the right answer.
You got a phone number?
544-5876-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Ressler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
The Rolling Stones.
And I'm Keith Richards.
The Rolling Stones. Stones. No filter. The Stones are back on the road in 2019.
We look forward very much to seeing you.
Thanks for being there for us.
Tickets on sale Friday, November 30th at 10 a.m. at RollingStones.com and Ticketmaster.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Hey, the phones are working, and they're full of people ready to talk to us. We'll get to them in a second. We'll probably give them some stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
You know what I'm saying. In the meantime, let me tell you about something coming up. Just hit the fan yesterday. El Paso Preservation Forum on Restoring Duranguito to be held in downtown El Paso with the national and state level experts attending. The moderator on December 15th is a gentleman by the name of J.P. Bryan. He will be the moderator. And it's 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the auditorium of the downtown public library. And it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. It's Restoring Duranguito. They have a full plan of what to put there besides what the city thinks they're going to put there. These guys have a full plan of how to save the history and what to do with it. And you got executive directors of Camino Real Tierra Adentro, Asian and Pacific Islands American Historic Preservation, the president of the Texas Historical Foundation, and the senior field director of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Some heavy hitters coming to explain what they think about our history and why it should be saved.
Heavy, heavy.
And why maybe it should be saved. Let me just stress that.
Why it should be saved.
What do you got?
Oh, I see. Let's do one on some Waco Tanks stuff here. You know, it's a busy month in at Waco Tanks. They're going to have on December 8th, for $2 for children and $9 for adults, they're going to have a female ranger that would like to have females that want to do a hike come out and do a hike on that day. It starts at 9 a.m. out at on 6900 Waco Tanks Road. And they'll talk all about the Chihuahuan Desert and the history of Waco Tanks. There's also on December 15th at the same place, the Junior Ranger Program, $2 for the children. And we're talking about 13 and below. 13 and above would be adult price for $9, $2 for children 5 to 12. And a reservation should be made at 915-857-1135. That's for both events. And then the last one, December 13th, Critters of the Night. And that sounds like a lot of fun. Bring the whole family out there to enjoy what you see in the dark, the nocturnal critters.
Don't step on them.
Don't step on them, especially the tarantulas. They're good guys.
Especially the rattlesnakes.
Oh, and the rattlesnake. Well, they're usually
tarantula,
sleeping at night.
You're going to get away with something, but a snake, you might not. Okay, that's Waco Tanks is cool. We'll talk in a minute about some of that. We've got some callers here we need to deal with because we stirred them up, asked them to call us, and here they are. Esteban, Steve, and Mark going in that order. Esteban, good morning. How are you? Sure.
Yeah, the Colón is an old theater. Spanish language films were there. It's near and dear to a lot of people in El Paso. I would put it right up there with the Plaza Theater in terms of its historical importance. And it's a beautiful kind of an Art Deco, and the stage is in the back, I think, still. In a perfect world, there would be funding, purchase it, restore it, bring it back in some way. But I'm not speaking for the foundation when I say that, but perfect world, I think a lot of us would like to see it restored and returned and repurposed. Even as a private sector store would be fine as long as the historical treatment is there. It does need a marker, and it probably should be on the National Register of Historic Places. Good question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a funny little house. That's a funny little house. You've seen it, obviously, right?
The McKee residence is on, the R.E. McKee residence is on Richmond. And it's a beautiful home. And it's on a master list that we keep of just markers that really need. And of course, the McKee Construction Company deserves a marker as well. So that's an important story for El Paso. What was the other one you mentioned? Cormac? Architecturally, if it's significant, I think in an individual, you have to be gone for about a couple decades before you qualify. He's still living, so wouldn't be able to do anything on Cormac. He's still around. But the house, you know, there's different ways to do things, and I think one of the ways besides plaques is to use walking and auto driving tours to feature our history. And we've worked on a number of those. San Elizario, Juarez, downtown all have guided tours. And we just did one for McGoffin Historic District. El Paso could have, if there were enough funding and enough time and enough researchers to do this, we could have, you know, racks full of auto and walking tours. And you can also do those with social media. But somebody has to do the research, and the research to do it right takes a lot of time. So good ideas, though.
Esteban, thanks.
Thank you.
Take her easy. All right, moving on here to Steve. Steve got you on the radio. He didn't want to do trivia, Esteban, but Steve, what do you got? Okay, Rick, take over here to trails.
Yeah, go for it, guy.
Chisholm.
No.
Oh.
No.
You got it half right, dude.
Got it half right, dude.
But thank you for trying. And listen to the answers. You'll find out what they really are, maybe, if we can get a hold of Mark here. Mark, you got this figured out? What is it? Okay, we're going to have to take that. It's not an official trail across the country, but Gary, what do you think? It has the name Trail in it.
Your call, Gary.
What was the first
Butterfield.
One? Butterfield.
He guessed Butterfield.
Yeah. Well, Mission Trail is on the Camino Real, so by saying Mission Trail, it's Camino Real.
Same thing.
I would say take it. Yeah.
Okay, and the first guy that didn't get it, that would have been Steve. If you want to call back, I'll give you a DVD just for the heck of it. But in the meantime, we got Mark. Mark, you won this thing.
You want a gift certificate for Pepe's in Canutillo, Mexican food restaurant, or you want a DVD, Mark?
We got DVDs. We got food.
Okay, which one you want, guy? We got a bunch of them.
Oh, Mount Crystal Ray's on top there.
Mount Crystal Ray. We got Ghost Stories, four different ones. We've got El Paso Waco Tanks. We've got El Paso Smelter, Tom Lee's El Paso. What do you think?
I hear a theme here, this El Paso.
Yeah.
Well, Waco Tanks is very historic, but the Cristo Rey is like incredibly Catholic and historic without being religious. How about that?
Okay.
Cristo Rey. Cristo.
Cool.
Well, the thing is, what we did a video, we showed you how they built the darn thing. We didn't tell you what they think when they go up there, and it's open to anybody.
Yeah.
What those people did at Smeltertown was incredible.
It was. If you'll leave your information with Cindy, our call screener, and she'll tell you how to come and get this. Thanks for calling in, guys.
Steve, you take her easy. That's fun. It's fun to find somebody who cares about the history and wants to learn some more. And the reason that this is the case is because history is not taught in our schools in El Paso about El Paso. And that's another thing we need to work on, Gary Williams, about what's going on here.
You bet.
Because, I mean, that's one thing this radio show is known for. We're trying to tell people what's going on. And I do the DVDs because I'm just impressed like crazy on a place where I was born and grew up. I had no idea this stuff happened here.
Yeah.
So when I find it out, it's like, oh, wow, that happened here? Let's do something about it. So that's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing. And we're going to take a break. Should we do that?
Let's do that.
Call us on the phone if you want to.
544.
That's your cue.
544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
And I'm Keith Richards.
The Rolling Stones. Stones. No filter. The Stones are back on the road in 2019.
We look forward very much to seeing you.
Thanks for being there for us.
Tickets on sale Friday, November 30th at 10 a.m. at rollingstones.com and ticketmaster.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's, New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we've got a lot going on. I've got to tell you about a couple of holiday open houses. One's today from noon to 5 p.m., McGoffin Home and their visitor center. They got them both open today, 1117 and 1120 McGoffin Avenue, and it's the start of the holiday season. Bring your family, and you know what you can do over there, Rick Kern?
What?
You can get cozy.
Cool.
That's what they say. As the McGoffin home comes alive with the sights and sounds of the season, music, performers, cookies, a cocoa, free activities for the kids, 533-5147 on them. And they got a book club coming up on the 15th of December, and that's going to be a sci-fi book. It's The First Men in the Moon. That's the book of the month, and the book is by H.G. Wells.
Cool.
So you want to go back in history, talk to them, that's what they got down there. What do you got?
Well, Sunset Heights Film Society continues to show films each Saturday afternoon in November, and we're out of November now, but today they do have at the Museum of Art, International Museum of Art, at 2 o'clock, the Art of the Arts. Well, that'll be tomorrow. I'm sorry. Today the movie is going to be Elf. And Jay Duncan does a great job with that over there. They always have popcorn and candy and
he's
stuff.
He's not an elf.
He's not an elf. No, no. He'd probably like to be one, but he's not. You know.
He would be a very good one, but he's not an elf.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a movie guy.
And then, but yeah, that one tomorrow at the Arts, the Art of the Arts, that's going to be the art of guitar music in El Paso, country, western, folk, jazz, mariachi, blues, classical, and rock. And by the way, the movies are free.
Oh, yeah, and the popcorn he wants you to buy.
He wants you to buy that.
But then also that guitar thing is free on Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's free
and
also.
I think Murphy's in that. Crazy Jim Murphy. No, Austin Jim Murphy.
Austin Jim
Mr.
Murphy.
Mr. Austin Jim Murphy to you. Hey, yeah. It's an interesting world we have here in El Paso. The history is what I think should drive any promotion of this city. We don't really promote our city like we could because a lot of people don't know the history. That's the question number one. Number two is a lot of people don't want to use history for promotion because they think, oh, we may have to kill that history someday. I think that's in the back of the minds of people, and we got to get over that.
Got to get
because
done with it.
The history occurred here whether you kill the building or not. So let's ask Gary Williams a couple of things. Gary, you've been involved in history for a long time in this town. What about promoting our town, our city, in a bigger way with history? You're doing what you can. We're doing what we can. What else can anybody do, do you think?
Well, that's a great question. Our approach has been to tackle projects that benefit both local families and residents and appreciating their own history and visitors. So you can do a win-win. But for example, some years ago, about 20 years ago, funding was obtained through the city and county for visitor centers, one at Los Portales, and the building was restored and a visitor center put in place, and one at Isleta, and that one came later. And what we did is worked with the partners in San Elizario Genealogy and Historical Society.
We being the El Paso Community Foundation.
To make sure that their history, that is so important, was represented in a way that spoke to their understanding of their own history. And so we put together a collaborative where we raise money together in San Elizario together, and we hired local folks. Nick Hauser was the, and Oscar Martinez, Dr. Martinez, were the researchers. Nick put the exhibits together with a local artist, Bill Kwasinski. You may remember Bill. And we put together six or seven exhibits for Los Portales that are still there today. We finished this, I think, in 05, 04. And we're very proud of it. We worked for over a year to get the research done.
Great,
and we worked together to get it right. And we then did a walking tour for the historic district, which is on the National Register in San Elizario. So I guess the point is these collaborations take time, but you work on things and then they last. So 12, 15 years later, everything's still in place. It's still reliable information. In Isleta, that visitor center finally opened when they did the Lowenstein Adobe property. Again, another Adobe property saved and rehabbed and restored and reused.
The bus stop.
As part of Sun Metro, named for Nestor Valencia and his honor. And it had no exhibits. So once again, we raised our hands and asked Commissioner Vince Pettis, could the county find some funding? He said, we can. Nick was hired and worked with his son Perry, and they put in some beautiful exhibits on the wall there. The Lowenstein, the old the Nestor Valencia property in Sun Metro. So those are examples of how to reach both tourists and locals with something tangible that lasts. And that's the theme. So you ask, how do you do it? Well, you do it one project at a time. You do it by teaming up.
You're building it.
And you're building
it.
And so it's not going to be solved. And so communities, Jackson, that
do things like this, and they're working on something all the time, eventually will get there.
I think the point to be made here is that you're doing it from a private perspective as opposed to the government doing it.
It's a partnership private perspective, and often it's public dollars. And so,
right, but you're the same guy who was here 20 years ago doing this, and all the public officials have turned over.
Right.
And, so you're the consistency.
Right. There's a few of us left from when I started.
Yeah.
I may still be here, but the point is the foundation has gifted a person and a position, I do other things, that says this is incredibly important to this community, like it is for every you and the listeners.
Should we thank Janice Wendell for doing this?
Thank Janice,
yeah.
Because Janice is an author and an historian, and so
she gets it.
She was involved in doing the same thing with McGoffin Home, making sure it went from a private residence.
Well, she was instrumental in that.
Behind the scenes again, yeah. and then the Plaza Theater. Many people worked on,
yep,
the Plaza, and they deserve credit. Janice and the Community Foundation found a way to make that happen by getting everybody together, raising the money, saving it, and then planning it up properly as a multi-purpose performing arts center, and then doing it in a way with our public partner, the city, who we gave it to as a gift, to return it to the citizens of El Paso. That's the model, is you plan it up, you work on a public-private basis where you can, and you move these things forward, and if it's one or two at a time, that's okay. We'd like to do more, but there's a lot of need in El Paso, so we do what we can, but it has to be done this way, in my opinion.
Looks to me like we're doing this because we have such great history.
We have great history.
See, that's what's different. People don't understand. Take a moment, if you would, and explain to people your perspective of our kind of history, the diversity, what could be done in heritage tourism, versus maybe, say, somebody who's not quite as well-gifted historically.
Well, it's a crossroads in the desert. It's an isolated place that has existed, you know, the prehistoric side, 14,000 years of, and then the Europeans arrived 400 plus years ago. It's always been a crossroads of movement of people across the desert on a river, on the Rio Grande. So its significance is different from many other places, and that's why this trail business is so important. Using historic trails to do interpretive work, to do planning, and to have people understand that visit us or live here the importance of east-west, north-south, south-north. And that's why the Camino Real Butterfield are just two trails,
yeah,
but we have modern automobile trails. We have living trails. The Camino Real is a living trail.
We're people still using
are,
it.
People are, exactly.
Yeah.
And so the signage that we did, when Bernie and I worked with the National Park Service after the designation by Congress in 2000 of it as a National Historic Trail, we started doing the same thing. Let's plan interpretive signage. And it took 12 years,
yeah,
and we got about half of what we wanted, but we got it. Butterfield at some point will become a National Historic Trail. I don't know when, but we have Butterfield, and it runs across the airport, the upper route, and the lower route comes in through the valley. So at some point, people like me are saying, let's start putting the plan on paper of where those signs go. Bankhead Highway, Bernie and others have talked about the Bankhead. There's a signage package, so we're going to work with the city and county for Alameda Avenue to have a Bankhead Highway package, because that's old Route 80, Federal Route 80, called the Bankhead Highway, et cetera, et cetera. So trails and routes connect visitors from their perspective back to El Paso and connect us to the greater world.
And the more trails you have, the more historic you have been.
Exactly.
And that's pretty clear here.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you have like Deming, New Mexico, bless their hearts. They got basically one trail going through there. It would have been the trails that hit California. They had nothing really north-south going on.
Well, they had, you know, what's interesting, west of there, Jackson, they had the Copper Trail.
Yes.
That ran from the Santa Rita mines down to the smelters in Chihuahua.
Right.
So, but that's a little bit to the west.
That's a short trail.
But these trails are on streets that we walk, drive, and are on all the time. We also have local trails. We have two salt trails. We have the salt trail that went to White Sands, and we had the salt trail that went to Guadalupe Mountains. And and we don't talk about them a lot. We did one marker on near an extant section in northeast El Paso, but these are local trails where people move to get resources that was vital to life, salt. And so that deserves, in my opinion, more interpretation. There's so much here when the Museum of History, for example, was getting ready to move from the east side downtown, the Community Foundation asked Mayor Carlos Ramirez, "Mayor, can we put together a community committee to work with your staff and your advisory committee to develop an exhibit outline for the Museum of History?" We worked for 9 months. Leon Metz was involved. There's a copy.
Wow.
And we said, we're going to develop a mission statement and we're going to develop an exhibit outline of the significance of El Paso using river, desert, people, the movements of people across this space, and like we're talking about now, and this is what's evolved here in the way of major themes that you can look at for the European side, understanding Archaeology Museum does the prehistory as well as Waco tanks. And the whole thrust of this, we worked for 9 months, this was adopted by mayor and council, and it exists to this day. What I do is pull it out and present it to new history museum staff, because
right.
those staff change, to make sure that this is not lost, because a citizens committee worked on this very hard for 9 months.
Interesting stuff.
And a lot of it is right there.
We stirred up someone on the phone named okay. Trish. We're going to put Trish on the radio. Good morning, Trish. How's it going? Fine, thank you. What's up? Ah.
Thanks, Trish.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thanks, Trish. I'm a fan of yours back at yeah. you, so thank
exactly.
you.
Me too.
Me too, Trish.
All of us.
Trish has helped us numerous times.
Takes a village, right?
Yeah, we look forward to your articles in the Times always. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Four to nine on Thursday. What day of the calendar is that? The 4 to 9 Thursday. What is that? The 6th? 5th. Okay. And that's at the historic Burgess House. And what time again? 4 to 9 p.m. I'm glad you told me that. I did not get a news release on that. Otherwise, I would have mentioned it. But that's very good to know. Trish will come over and see you on Thursday, 4 to 9. And thank you for what you do for El Paso history.
Thank you, Trish.
You take her easy. Thanks a lot. It's good to hear the El Paso Times weigh in. She's one of those that's still there in the longevity world of things going on there. I think it's because she does the history.
Well, you know, you've probably not done a show in a while on archives, but I'll just mention that another plan that several of us have is we have an archives crisis. So we have a growing, it's all over the country. We have all this paper.
Oh, yeah.
We want to protect it, preserve it, conserve it for future generations. There's not enough space or money, and so we have these great archivists and these great institutions
like
in town, like the university, like
Claudia Rivers.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so one of the dreams of a number of us is to have a regional archives, a municipal, private, public archival center of some kind, staffed up, where visitors can come and do genealogy and historical research, and that we take a partnership approach to archive. So maybe there's a school that's retired with thick footing to hold lots of paper, or we build a new building, but we staff it up. And it's from a genealogical perspective, Jackson, you were asking about tourism. Having people research their family history that have come through the pass and have gone to California or other places, because
yes.
we are a gateway, coming back here and researching that family's history here is important, and it's also heritage tourism. And a model would be the Latter-day Saints and their genealogical records in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So if you start to look at history at every angle and using even archives, so that's why we got together with a local Border Regional Archives Group several years ago and did a archives guide to Juarez, El Paso, and the Mesilla Valley.
And Burgess House is on that list.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And they're planning to reprint it again next year. It's another thing we wanted to do to promote overlooked resources that are historical for the region.
We got to take a break here at this point. We've got Marilyn on hold. Stay there for a moment if you would, Marilyn. And Rick, throw the number out there. Plus, you got the dude on Facebook already.
Yeah,
he's
got
up,
the dude.
He's up there, Mr. Dude, Mr. Gary Williams. And Rick Kern is in here for Melissa. She'll be back next week. In the meantime, throw the phone number out there.
915-544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Here we go. Time for the festive feel. Time for iHeart Christmas Radio and North Pole Radio. iHeart Christmas Radio has you covered with 100% Christmas favorites, commercial free. And North Pole Radio is a fun musical sleigh ride hosted by Santa himself.
That's right.
So as we dive into the holidays, make sure you keep iHeart Radio as your feel-good soundtrack. Your music, your stations and podcasts, anytime, anywhere.
iHeart Radio.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We be on the radio here. We got callers going on. Gary Williams is here. We're going to take a break in a minute. But in the meantime, we have Marilyn Guida to put her on the phone. Hey, Marilyn, how's it going?
Hey, the crowd goes wild. She's got us figured out. Oh, yeah. I had to talk him into coming in here because I want people need to know this.
Oh, you're welcome, Marilyn. That was very sweet of you. Thank you.
People need to know this about Gary. Yeah. No, he did it right. Myself and my situation, the reason I keep going is I have a wife with a real job, so it allows me to do this. I don't know about him. Anyway, Marilyn, thank you for calling. Also, you saw the TV stuff we did recently? The stuff with Bernie? Oh, yes. We got more planned. More planned. Well, thanks for the call. A lot of people know always calling us up, but Marilyn, thanks a lot. You take it. Well, let's see how many calls we can get into this hour. I'm sorry, but we may just have to put a couple off till the next hour. Let's go to line three. Is this Armando? You got to turn off your radio, Armando.
Good.
Kill your radio. Kill your radio. Please, turn off your radio. Wait a minute. I'm going to just put you on hold for a second. Please turn off your radio, and we'll put you right back on here. But with the radio's kind of killing us on there. All right, go ahead. You there? Armando, I'm not sure what happened. Can you call us back next hour? Because I think this phone line has an issue. I apologize. Try it again. Go ahead, Armando. I'm sorry. That's just not working. But Gary Williams is here. And Armando, it sounded like you had something good to tell us. We also have another caller. This one, where's the next caller there, Cindy? Two is Ann. Two is Ann. Good morning, Ann. And Armando, call us back on another line. There's something wrong with that line. Ann, go ahead. Thank you. Anything else on your mind? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're doing trivia now? Okay. What? I think
yes.
Didn't we answer that question? Yeah. But not with trivia, right? Oh, in that case, you get yourself a DVD. Hey, Cindy, we just had a trivia caller get a DVD here. And her name is Ann. She's on line two. And if Armando calls back, we'll be in great shape. But let me put you on hold, Ann. Is that all right? Anything else? All right, hold on there. With that phone backup feedback going on, I just lost my mind. I'll go find it during the break for the news here. We'll get back on track here, Gary. Gary Williams is in town. He's on the radio, and we're doing stuff about history. We got Rick Kern sitting in here for Melissa.
Yeah.
And you're surviving. Oh, Armando's on one. Armando, let's try this again. Now tell me your family name. Much better. Oh, my God. Yep. Wow. How do you want to get that out? You want to lend a book to the Historical Society, maybe? Let them help you publish it? Oh my, we got 30 seconds on this hour. 30 seconds. Go ahead. Oh, you're one of those, huh? Have you found anything interesting lately that you're willing to tell us? Uh-huh. You found something real good. You're not going to tell us. I can tell you that. Right? Oh. Oh, Mondo, this is fantastic. I tell you what, we may have to get in touch with you further. Can I put you on hold and get your phone number? Because I think there's some things we need to ask you. And we're out of time for this hour. That's the problem here. We're coming back next hour with Gary Williams and talking more about projects in history at the Community Foundation. Rick Kern is still going to be sitting here unless he has to go watch a football game or something like that. Let's see y'all next hour.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
At iHeartMedia.